All right, we are rolling.
All right.
Oh my God.
Welcome, folks, to the TCIF 11 podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Twin Cities Improv Festival. Let's get all the formalities out of the way. The Twin Cities Improv Festival is happening June 21st through the 25th. That is a Wednesday through Sunday. And there's plenty of shows, and you will post a link and everything. But without further ado, my name is John Gabertatios. The producer here is Eric Ostrom.
That's right.
All right. And without further ado, let's give a round of applause to our guest, Casey Haig.
Oh, yay! Hi. Thank you. Beep, 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 beep,
beep. Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back. So many questions. People, for those who don't know Casey Haig, that's your problem.
Wow.
I brought a sound instrument. I thought I'd upgrade the podcast by having sound effects. But no, Casey Haig, just...
Casey, oh. I just want to just officially resign as producer. right now.
I fucked up. Casey's here for the festival, and Eric has just quit as producer. Casey, you're a longtime Twin Cities resident.
Yes.
Oh, my headphones went down. I can't hear me.
Did you it's cool.
Okay. So, yeah, tell us your story.
From the from like birth or...
Yeah. Yeah.
No, with the Minneapolis Improv. You know, I did improv in college, and then I went away from it. I was a stage manager. Stop playing footsie with me. That was an accident, John. Oh, please.
Okay, he's playing footsie with me.
And then I was a stage manager for the longest time, and I realized that I really was jealous of the people on stage. And my lovely husband heard me speak of improv and how much I loved it. And my sister...
You said husband?
Yeah, so please stop playing.
Let's edit out the footsie.
He's a large man, John. He will...
That's okay. We'll take that. We'll take it out. We'll take it.
Yeah, and so he got me classes at Huge. I was like the second class that went through Huge.
Yeah.
And then...
Dan. What? I don't want to say his name. I said his name. Did I say his name?
I don't know what the words had just come out of your mouth were. I heard, meh, shabba-dabba.
I thought I said his name, but I don't want to say his name.
Dan, my husband?
Yeah.
Dan Haig.
Yeah, Dan Haig.
Now everybody's saying his name.
I didn't want to put him out there. But okay. But he's a good man. He bought you classes.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And so then I took classes, and I auditioned, and I bartended, and...
I remember that. That's how I met you.
Yeah. That's how I met a lot of people.
Bartending.
Bartending.
Yeah.
That's why I always tell my students is put yourself out there, because no one's going to want to improvise with you if they don't know you.
That's true. That's true.
So, and then it just kind of like...
Just kept going.
Whirlwind. Yeah.
M4W.
M4W started, my friend Jordan was in my classes with me.
Okay.
He liked what I was doing.
Yeah. He liked your work.
He liked my work.
He liked your work.
He liked my face. He
liked your face.
And then he also liked Joe Halverson's face and work.
I did. Good.
And then he was the mastermind behind M4W.
What's his name?
Jordan Boehner.
Jordan Boehner.
He just had a baby.
He did?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Big
baby
up.
Baby V.
Big up. I won't use that sound effect. Yeah. But yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
And so this is to pretty much just to big up Twin Cities Improv Fest, and especially a lot of people from Twin Cities who got their start in Twin Cities for improv. And then, you know, please chime in if I'm blowing past things too quick, or if you feel like something's like, oh, let's dive into that. Like,
okay.
So let's dive into M4W.
Great.
What does that stand for?
So we did Misconnections as our... Instead of a suggestion.
Like Craigslist.
Yeah. So it would always be like M4W, like so man seeking woman, or
hot.
W for W, or W for W, or W for M.
M for M.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
There's all of them.
All of them.
Everything.
Everything. So.
T for M.
I don't know what.
That's 2017. I don't know. Oh, I'm out of my element. Keep going.
So if you've ever read those,
I'm going to edit it all out.
This is just not going to happen. It'll just be like it'll just be that noise from your phone. if you've ever read them, they're amazing. Because it'll be like, instead of being a normal human and just saying like, hey, person on the bus, like, we made eye contact and I felt something in my gut.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how are you? Yeah. They instead are like, no, I'll wait till I get home and I'll write a thing online and hope that that same person sees it and also has the same feelings for me. Oh. So they're beautiful, amazing, full of just awesomeness. And so we would have Bush, who was our tech, pick one at random. We'd never see it before. He'd post it. It was like his favorite thing. He was like, oh God, you guys, I got the best one this week.
Yeah.
We're like, okay. And then we'd put it up. We'd read it for the audience. We'd see it. And then we would do a show based on, we would start before they met, when they met, and then after.
Yeah.
It was a really hard form. Like, we realized halfway through, like, wow, we've like really, because like, I can't remember if I'm a female or a male half the time when I'm on stage. Mm-hmm. Although Comedy Sports has helped with that. But, in the beginning, I'd be like, why did we do this? We have to remember so much stuff.
Yeah, and it's just three of you.
Three of us.
Sometimes two, maybe. 'Cause people...
Sometimes there was two of us, yeah. Sometimes we'd have, like, a guest. Mm. And, like, we would play with, like, I told them right away, I don't always want to be the woman.
Yeah.
I want to be, and we would choose, like, one person would be A, one person would be B, one person would be C, and we would switch it up. So sometimes Jordan and Joe would be the female and male.
Yeah.
And we never changed that. It was always a male seeking a female.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that wasn't really anything except that we made it a point to switch up who played those. So I wasn't always the female. They weren't always the male.
Yeah. So. Just to go with the title.
Yeah.
M4W. Oh, great.
And then we branched off.
Was there, like, why was it always M4W?
I think just because of the name. All like... Right.
Yeah.
It's so funny because when you're picking an improv name, you're always like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, what's our names? Let's combine them. Or, you know, like, and it's just hard. And so M4W, that was kind of a throwaway. We were like, well, let's just call ourselves M4W until we figure out something else.
Oh.
But then we were, I mean, it's not like we were like, and then we hit it so big that we couldn't go back.
Yeah, but you do.
But it was like, we became that was the group. And there was no
changing. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's probably mine. I'm really popular, so. That's fine. Do you want me to, I can turn it off?
No, I'm fine. No, answer it. Please be Dan. Please be Dan. Please be Dan.
He's like, I heard you talking about me. Nope, it's Shanez.
Shanez, answer it.
Oh, she already missed her. Sorry.
Damn it. So M4W became M4W and it stuck around. And you guys did shows not only at Huge, but you also established a show run at Bryan Lake Bowl.
Yeah, we would do a variety show once a month.
Which is very, it's very common for Twin Cities. Like, you do shows at Huge, but also, like, we're okay with just, like, doing shows everywhere.
Yes.
Eric's moving the mic closer.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's what I love is, like,
about Twin Cities?
Yeah, like Butch and Jill and Nels, but especially Butch stands out in my mind with when you're like, I remember being like, hey Butch, we're going to do a show at BLB, and like, I was almost apologetic about it.
Yeah.
And he was like, I have no idea why you're being apologetic.
Yeah.
He's like, you're making our community bigger and stronger and better.
Yeah.
So go. He's like, I can't be your only outlet.
Yeah.
And I just think that's such a beautiful way of looking at it.
Yeah.
And it allowed, I mean, it's true, because so many people don't know what improv is, and you say you're an improviser and they're like, cool, where are you doing stand-up? And you're like, those are two different things.
Yeah.
But the only way to make people know is by doing more of it.
Yep. Rising tides lifts all canoes.
Oh, wow, that was very deep.
Yeah.
But I also, variety shows are the way, like, I learned, so you start with what would I do? So I'd start with some improv.
Just a little bit at the top.
Just a little bit at the top.
Give them a taste.
But like, just a little taste. And they'd be like, what is this?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. And then you'd give them some stand-up.
Great.
They're and they're like, it. Awesome, they I know exactly what to do.
Yes.
I know this. This is great. And yeah. then they're warmed up. They're like, all right, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then
you throw, you throw some more improv at them. And okay. they're like, oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
And then my favorite was throw a magician at them.
Oh, shit. You can cuss on this improv.
Oh, great. I honestly, we had a magician.
Yeah.
And I think I was the most vocal in the audience because I just loved it. And there is still a trick with a pop can that I don't know how he did, and he would not tell me.
Good. You can't. No. You can't tell. You can't tell.
And if you put a mask on and do a TV show, you can tell because I've watched that on Netflix. But yeah. So I think improv can be scary for people because they don't know how to respond.
Yeah.
And especially in Minneapolis.
Because magic, it's like, oh, I get it. You made something disappear. Yeah. Wonderful.
Stand up, cool. I've seen Jerry Seinfeld on TV do it. Yeah. I know that you can laugh and you can sometimes heckle.
Yeah. Yep.
But improv, it's just like, well, I don't know what to do.
Is this...
You know, like, unless do short I laugh?
Form. Short form.
Short great. Form.
You tell me the rules up top. Let's just go for it.
I've seen Whose Line Is It Anyway? I know what. Yes.
That's it.
Long form is still this, like, Aaron Shepherd has... I've always thought about what she says, and it's like when modern dance first came.
Yeah.
Maybe she said it. I'm giving her credit, so.
Let's give it to her.
She deserves it.
She deserves.
She's a beautiful creature.
She is.
We'll link to her in the show notes.
Perfect.
Aaron Shepherd?
And then just have glitter.
Just actual explode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she Aaron was talking Shepherd, about like.
Founder of Uh-Oh.
Of.
Uh-Oh. Who's somebody's shoes.
Yes. Hashtag. Uh-oh. But I can never remember it, so I always go, hashtag, what's your hashtag? And then she changes it. Because I'm a horrible person. But yeah, she's talking about how like modern dance first started. And people were like, that's not dance. And now it's like its own form. And it actually gets respect.
We should also put a link to some modern dance.
Sure.
Should we? Just kidding. It's great.
It's its own art form, Casey.
I'm aware. I did it in high school. So.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
as an elective at Purpich.
Damn it. Next year, we're going to have a videotape podcast so we can have...
I just remember they're like, Purpich spell is... your name with your body. And I was like, wow. But I did it.
To Timberland?
No, just to silence. Just to silence. My S was pretty sensual.
If I did that, it would take 3 hours. If they said full first name, last name.
Oh, it wasn't. It was just your first name. So yours would just be pretty straight.
Cool. I'd be in and out.
But man, last name.
Yeah.
That'd be
intermission.
You'd be like, here's some snacks.
Here we go. Yeah. Feel free to snap too when y'all feel it. When I get those T's. When you left.
Yeah.
When you left, which is just recently, and it was a heartbreak.
Yeah.
In February. But. That's okay because we got you here and they can catch you
tomorrow Thursday,
tomorrow
7
Thursday,
p.m.
the 22nd 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm on vacation. I don't know what day it is.
Tomorrow Thursday the 22nd 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Right,
with your duo About Time.
Yes.
Where are you going with this, John?
I wanted to say you moved to New Orleans.
I did.
Oh yeah,
I did move to New Orleans. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to ask any questions that's going to make you have to throw some shade or whatever. I don't want to ask like questions that make you kind of compare and then have to like discredit anybody's validity.
Thank you.
Or a town.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. But I will say there is a difference in our scene and New Orleans.
I would say there's a difference in our scene and every scene.
Every scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's different. You know, there's something just really magical about the scene here.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's hard because when you say that, it's like, well, because there's not magic. And it's just like, not saying that. But.
Air quotes.
John.
I didn't want to do that. I didn't want
to
do that.
You weren't supposed to say take I was doing out. Air quotes.
I'm sorry.
That was for me and you.
Damn it.
No, but there's, you know, I was interviewed for TCIF the other day and. They were asking what the difference between New
Some
Orleans.
Newspaper or something.
Yeah.
They were just interviewing. Okay.
Yeah. I don't.
Somebody. Somebody's interviewing.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah.
We'll put a link in the show notes.
Great.
This is my job.
And honestly, I can't say because I've only been there for a little while. But what I can say is what is amazing here. And my number one answer to people of what makes it different, honestly, John, is you right now.
Oh.
Like
John Gabbatogips?
Yes, or you. Like, yeah, no, you.
Okay, because like, I'm
sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Eric. Keep going.
I mean,
it's fine.
Because, like, the fact that Huge has a diversity.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Director.
Yes.
The amount of work you have done to bring diversity and to... I think so many people are like, yeah, it's a problem. And then they just shrug their shoulders. And you were like, yeah, it's a problem. And I'm going to fucking do something about it. And you did. Yeah. And you have. And it now there's a voice. And like we've talked. And like when I teach, when I was teaching students, I now can say to that person of color, that student, I can say, hey, guess what? There's a place for you. And there's always been a place. But now there's actually a tangible place. And I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass.
Right.
And there's a, you have the biggest ally in John, and it's, that is just, I think it speaks further than just improv. I think it speaks to the community in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, and it's just so special.
Did you tell the reporter there? Did you tell the reporter that?
I didn't.
Don't touch the mic.
I'm so sorry. I got so excited I touched the mic. But...
Thank you.
Yeah, I just, it's so, I think it's easy to take for granted and be like, well, of course we have this. But it's not of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you were like, hey, this is a problem.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, I have, there's a lot of people who want to do it. Because it's so easy to be like, well, if they wanted to do it, they should be here.
Yeah.
And that's not okay. That's not
equity. That's not.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you were saying about like a place for you. Like previously it was there's a place for you, go ahead and figure it out.
You
like,
make it happen.
Yeah,
it's on you.
And that's not
thank
because
you. Thank you guys. I'm gonna need you both because I'm welling up. I'm about to cry. Oh, Keep going, guys.
Well, it's because it was hard enough for myself because when I first started and I was doing classes, like I skipped through it and I was like, yeah, it just happened and it was a whirlwind and now I'm in all these shows. There was a time when I was like, I don't know how to get on stage. I don't know how to show people my talent.
Mm-hmm.
I think I should probably just give up.
Oh.
And luckily I didn't. And luckily I auditioned for some stuff and got in and then the ball started rolling. But as hard as it was for me, I can't even imagine how hard it would be for someone who's like, but I don't even see myself represented.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I think just not even to go further, but like, in just general, I think it's really helpful to say it's not as easy as saying, well, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it for yourself. Oh, I touched the mic again.
Damn it.
Oh, man. I got to put my fingers under my armpit. I just want to give you credit because it's... But it's also not on your shoulders to be the movement. But you have spurred the movement. And from what I see on... line and like my student Nimini shout out to Nimini but I'm so thrilled that I could honestly say to her, go to Huge, find John, find Blackout, find Butch, find Jill, you will find a home there.
That's
and
true.
You will, and let alone you're super fucking talented, but you will also thrive.
Thank you. Well, let the record state, I am a hack. And I want you to know,
you are Casey not a hack.
Brilliant. And honestly, it is an honor to watch you.
It's just becoming a circle jerk.
It is not. It is. It is. But I want you to know, it's not just men. I want to thank you very much. That's very beautiful. And I feel like that's a very good point to what you're saying. So, yeah, there's room for Black people. But I hear what you're saying too, like as a whole point that Huge and Twin Cities, there's space for everybody. There's room for all of it. No matter what it is that you have, we'll find room for it. There is room for it.
Mm-hmm.
You could just do it. And that's not common in a lot of places. You
can't. Absolutely not.
This is just a couple of, I know out in LA, a friend of mine, Marina, was telling me that UCB has over 700 people auditioning just to be on a house team. For UCB, 700 people.
It's for probably 6 spots.
For 6 spots.
Yeah. And that just creates a different dynamic.
Again, I don't want to discredit where you're at right now. I know New Orleans is a great place. It's not what we're about. We're not trying to throw shade. or shades of.
No, yeah. No, no, no. Everyone's just doing what they can. It's just, I'm hoping I can bring some of that drive and that, not just saying, not, and this is in general in my life, not just improv. I don't want to shrug anything off anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, well, that's what it is. That's how it is.
Right.
I don't want to anymore. I want to say, no, I know it can be better because I've seen it and we can do better and let's do it. And
round of applause for that, everybody. Everybody, yeah. If you knew better, you do better. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
You can acknowledge shit, but I don't know. It's
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to just bring my voice there, and that's been hard.
What's your voice? That's a hard question to answer. Ooh. But what's your voice? You can fly twice as high. Take a look.
Is it a book? The reading rainbow. That's my voice. I guess it's hard. I guess, so the person who interviewed me the other day was like, if you could have a business card that had your improv motto on it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I gave her like a 20 minute, and I was like, so put that on a card. I guess I just, for me, it's always, so with like going back to M4W, it always started because we were friends.
Yeah.
And we loved each other.
Yeah.
And that was always the basis. And I wanted to hang out with them off stage.
Yeah.
So that's always been a thing. And like with
that's a my starting point.
Yeah.
You want to start like, there.
Me and Kenny, who's doing About Time with me.
Kenny
Pierce. We did classes together. And every time our class would, so a lot of us, MJ, a lot of us were in classes through Huge together. Like
MJ.
We were just like
MJ Marsh.
MJ Marsh.
I never heard of him.
Oh, well, he's great.
Oh.
He's that bald guy.
Okay. Yes.
But whenever Kenny would step out, the class would always give a moment to let me step out because we would always then have these awesome scenes. And slowly we're like, and that's why I named us About Time, because it was like about fucking time that we have our duo.
That's great.
Yeah. But then it also was like, oh, and then we play with time. So it all works.
But it all works. Yeah. I've seen your duo. I love it.
Thank you.
Again, you can catch this duo June
22nd. Tomorrow,
which is a Thursday, 7 p.m. at Huge
Plus
Theater.
With cross weaving with
ooh,
MJ.
Ooh.
And, oh, I'm forgetting his name right now. Oh, God.
Andy.
Hilbert.
Andy Hilbrins? Yeah.
Andy Hilbert and MJ Marsh.
Yeah. He's another one that moved out.
He's in New York.
There's another duo. So you and Andy Hilbrins have a mirrored story. You left roughly around the same time, within 6 months.
Yeah.
You both had a duo that just started taking off, started like catching fire.
And we're like, fuck that, let's leave.
Hey, this is going great. I got an idea.
Yeah, no.
Let's get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I'm done. But it's not over.
But that's the beauty. It's like you can always come back. It's like friendships. You know, those friends that you haven't seen in 10 years, you go out for a drink and it's like you didn't miss a beat.
Yep. Yep.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Did I answer the question with my philosophy? I like grounded realism.
Mm-hmm.
I always think about what the audience wants, and then I think about what I want when I'm an audience. And if I don't care about you, if I don't know who you are, if I don't know how you feel, then I'm bored and I don't want anything to do with it. Kenny and I both love, we don't want laughter, we want heavy silence.
I saw y'all duo, and you guys do a really, like, there's a term, pimping. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you understand all the jargon.
I mean, you would hope.
Yeah.
And unless some guy was just like, what is this?
It's PCI 11. Good.
He thought it was stipped for,
Twin Cities Inward Festival. It's a meditation.
Inward.
Oh.
I thought you said N-word. I was like, John, why? What are we doing? What's happening? What's happening right now? What are we doing?
It's the 11th one.
You.
It's
about time.
Right. So, wait, you guys would pimp
each other. We pimp each other a lot.
And I can't.
Because it's fun.
Do you remember this? You probably don't. But if you do, it would really make me happy. You guys were giving each other, I need you to, you were like telling each other, like, tell me how that went in the voice of.
It was the drag queen
maybe as a drag queen, but you were like, can you do it as a Whitney Houston?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes, I do. I don't remember what I gifted Kenny.
Yeah, gifted is a new term. We don't just...
Yeah, not pimped. Yeah, yeah. But it was hardcore pimping.
Yeah.
And he did it great. And then I was like, he won't do it back to me. And then he sure as hell did.
He did.
And I doubt I did great. But that's the kind of fun, though, because the audience is right there with you. And they know that you're having fun.
Yeah.
And they're not like, wow, that was a dick move.
Right.
Because you're just... That's what I love. I love being able to not break the fourth wall, but like have those moments where you can smile and be like, we all know what you're doing right now. And the audience is like, yeah, we're right there with them.
Yeah. It's not like a weird, you guys are just enjoying each other.
Absolutely. And having a blast. It's so much
fun to watch that. Like I'll pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good slick team or whatever, that's good too, but I love more than anything is watching people just enjoy each other.
Yeah.
And you guys do a great, And it feels really good too, because it feels like when I watch it that you're having a good time with him, he's having a good time with you.
Mm-hmm.
From my point of view, there's a great dynamic of he can do no wrong in your eyes, but he feels like he doesn't want to mess up.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're like, you can do no wrong, but in his eyes, he's like, I'm gonna mess up.
Oh, that's funny. Kenny does not know how amazing he is.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of grateful for that, because, like, sometimes when people realize how great they are, then they get in their heads. And, the ghost just arrived.
We got a ghost.
He's a force to be reckoned. And it's... So when I left, he was in that competition. What's the competition where groups perform and then there's a winner?
No.
Dan.
Troika.
So he was in the winning group of Troika.
Ooh.
And part of me was kind of like, I was so happy because I was like, finally. Because when I would say, oh, I'm doing this duo with Kenny Pierce, and they'd be like, who? And I'm like, you need to know him.
Yeah.
He's this beautiful creature.
Yeah.
And he's amazing. And so I was like, of course you won.
Yeah. Because
he is a steam train that cannot be stopped.
Yeah, he's great.
But he doesn't know.
So are you.
Thank you.
You are too.
Thank you. I always feel like the wizard who's behind the curtain. And they'll be like, let's see that beautiful wizard. And then it's just like this shriveled up little slug who's like, I don't know what I'm doing. But thank you.
You were talking about comedy sports helped you out with like figuring out genders or characters?
Just memory.
Memory. Gosh,
yeah. You got a lot well, to hang on. It's helped me with a lot. But I joined comedy sports.
Did you ever do TCIF with comedy sports?
I did the last 2 years
with
comedy sports, TCIF.
What did you think?
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh my God, that's what you guys do? That looks like so much fun. You're like, yeah, we're just up the block. And come anytime.
Yeah.
And it's...
Are you doing any comedy sports while you're here?
I'm not. You know, I've thought about reaching out, but I have a little bit of a packed schedule.
Yeah.
But...
You got drugs to do, shows to hit up.
I've heard about this Molly. No.
We'll tag Molly Chase in this.
Yeah. Sure. She is the drug that I'm going to do.
Yes.
I've learned that you can just eat her. Oh, you can that's eat. Weird now. That's just gotten weird.
We'll take that out.
Yeah, we can edit. We can edit that, right?
We'll edit it all.
Oh, great. Yeah. Thank you, Eric. It'll just be the noise.
Yep. Yep.
Great.
And that one time you almost got a phone call.
Sorry, Shanez. Comic Sports. I've been doing it for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I do a lot of their corporate events.
Yeah.
It totally helped with my long form because you just get to the point quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 4 minutes to a scene.
Go.
Yeah. But then my long form also helped because you could still be grounded. You could still be real. You could still have good character. Like, you still have to act and perform.
Yes.
Yes, there's a clear game. They translate so well. So I would always tell my students, too, to, like, do both.
Yep.
Because it only helps. And I remember M4W, we hadn't performed in a while. I was doing comedy sports. And then we did a show. And I was like, oh my God, I remembered everything from the post. Like, I remembered all of it.
Oh,
when before
yeah.
I would be like, oh, I remember something about something.
Yeah, somebody was on a bus.
Yeah, so I just worked that muscle.
Yeah.
So I recommend it.
Comedy sports.
Comedy sports, my God. And it's great because... You have a job forever. Again,
another Twin Cities gem.
Yes.
Right? Like, if you're going to be in the Twin Cities, the and comedy sports, Twin Cities,
yeah, right? Yeah.
They're known for being one of
them. They are known. So there's tournaments and, like, festivals where all the comedy sports come together. And Twin Cities Comedy Sports is always known for having some of the best character work.
Mm-hmm.
And being, like, solid performers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recommend it. And it's great as a performer because they have it. It's a well-oiled machine. They're doing the marketing. They're doing...
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, you know, because it's so hard as a performer who you have 7 shows a week and you're like, hey, everybody, come to this show. Yeah. Come to this show. Come to this show. And it just becomes white noise.
Yep.
And... you didn't have to really worry about that. You, of course, threw it out there once in a while, like, hey, I'm performing, anyone want to come? Like,
yeah.
You know, but there's a lot of suburban people that come.
And they don't mind the white noise. I wanted to throw a white Caucasian noise joke. We're going to move past it. That didn't work out for me.
It's interesting. It is very white.
It is, yeah. The comedy white.
Yeah.
But that's changing. That's
absolutely changing.
But yeah, like, again, this podcast to big up the festival and the
oh yeah, that's right. We're talking about the festival.
But it doesn't matter. But, like, it's all kind of, like, intertwined, right?
Yeah.
Because it's hard to describe the Twin Cities improv scene. But a lot of it has to do with comedy sports,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the stuff that they interject. And it's, you know, there's been a lot of people passing and, like, deaths in my life recently. So it's just, I've just been on this, like, kick. Like, you should really just praise people and say the good stuff while people are alive.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of, like, another reason why I really appreciate you, and I appreciate the work you've done with this town. You've really cleaned it up. And it's sad that you're gone, but you're not gone.
I'm not gone.
You're not, yeah.
Can't get rid of me.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah. I have to say it's pretty beautiful to the community, holds each other up too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, comedy sports doesn't look as huge as a competition. And same with,
Nobody's fighting.
No one's fighting. Everyone realizes that it's all just helping the community grow, and it's quite beautiful. And then it is really beautiful to see, like, tonight it's going to be comedy sports, Dudley Riggs,
Brave New Workshop. Yep.
I just think that's so lovely that it's like we all can just be together. Stevie Ray's. Yes.
Yeah. And, so huge.
And huge. So it's just, it's not something to take for granted because that doesn't happen everywhere.
Yeah. Again,
I'm not talking about.
Again, we're not going to discredit
New Orleans. I'm not talking about New Orleans. We're not
talking about New Orleans.
No, I'm not. Truly, I'm not. Please don't make me sound like I'm disparaging New Orleans. Because God help me, I'm crying hard.
It's the truth. I'm crying hard.
So when you say you like ice cream, are you saying New Orleans is bad by comparison? Is that what you're...
Speaking of ice cream.
Yes.
Thank you, Eric. They have snow... It's not cones. Snow balls. They call them snow balls. Mm. But they have stuffed snowballs.
I will lick... I will lick those stuffed snowballs.
Yeah, you will.
I will enjoy.
John, you haven't heard the best part, though.
Oh.
So they will stuff it with ice cream, but then they will put what do they put? What's the milk they put on the Vietnamese coffee? Condensed milk?
Yes.
They'll put condensed milk on top of that shit. And when you're hot.
Can we find this here?
No.
No.
Because they, like, it's like a special, like a snow cone here. Yeah. They laugh at that shit. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's true. It is not the same.
Do you want to get ice cream after this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Oh, can we get ice cream after this? Of course. This?
Eric, can we? Producer?
Thank you.
Yeah. Great. Eric, perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, speaking of ice cream, they've got it down.
Oh, it sounds great.
Also, you can just to-go cup your alcohol.
Yeah. You can't do that
here. Which is amazing how quickly you get used to that.
Because you tried to do that here.
I did try to do that here, and the bartender looked at me like I was insane. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Where I'm from, you can... Not where I'm from. Where I live now.
Yeah.
You can just walk around anywhere. You can literally be in your car with it.
You can be in your car with open alcohol.
Yeah, so they have drive-through daiquiris. And the rule is, like, you as a driver could get one. But they put that little, a straw's in a wrapper.
Yeah.
But they keep the little part at the top of the wrapper on the straw.
Yeah.
And so if you get pulled over, if the straw's on the wrapper, you're fine.
Oh.
So what everyone always tells me is, so if you get pulled over, put that piece of straw back on the...
Yeah.
Put the wrapper on the straw.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
I do not do that.
No. You just...
I just drink at home like a proper person.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Alone with my pug. Just kidding.
Nobody gets a DUI.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure...
My car insurance...
Yeah.
Doubled.
Oh, really?
Because half the people aren't insured, and the other half... So all the billboards everywhere that you see, all of them are, did you get hurt in an accident? Call me. I'll get you money. No kidding.
Because they got a problem.
Yeah.
New Orleans has a problem.
Oh, they've got a few. Yeah. But they also have magic. So.
They do have magic. It's some, yeah. We were talking about it earlier, The Princess and the Frog.
Yeah.
That movie touched me. And I think it's just the spirit of New Orleans and what it kind of exudes.
It is the most underrated Disney movie of all time.
I believe that.
Beautiful, beautiful movie.
Yeah, I teared up. And now I'm tearing up.
When that Firefly died?
Yeah.
And then he appeared in the spoiler. Oh, sorry. Spoiler. Ooh, God. Spoiler. Well, it's been out for a few years, so you're a monster if you didn't know. Ramon. That's the thing. I started naming all the bugs Ramon so that I wasn't so terrified of them. Because outside is just a living creature that's going to kill you at some point.
Yeah.
Is how I look at humans. So if you name the cockroach that's flying by your head that you thought was a hummingbird Ramon, it makes it a little easier.
Oh. Well, that's some nice help. That's just a little bit. Do you have any... You don't have to come to this right now. I got more questions. But what are some TCIF memories that you have? Just checking the time right now. We're good on time. It's 5:40. Everybody's good?
I have nothing.
Yeah, okay. Let's try to wrap up by 6.
Let's wrap up. We got a little bit left.
We got 20. So, 20.
Got 20.
Okay.
Strong 20.
Great. Strong 20.
Some TCIF memories. Your favorite memories.
Oh.
Some hard laughs that you had. Hard, good hard laughs with hot crowds.
Oh, God.
Hot crowds.
Hot crowds.
Any memorable moments?
I mean, I have a bad memory. I'm going to put that out there. But I will go back to performing in Comedy Sports.
Yeah.
And having people afterwards be like, and just having the audience just like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then having people afterwards be like, that's what you guys do?
Yeah.
And you're like, yes.
Yeah, we've been fucking doing this.
For many years.
For so long.
Long time. So, but that's awesome.
It's hard to capture. It's hard to capture and then, so.
Well, yeah. And that's like.
You gotta be there.
It's hard. That's exactly it. And that's what's hard when I'm in New Orleans and like telling people I'm going to the Twin Cities to a festival. That's just words. Yeah. And I'm like, no, man, you don't get it.
Yeah.
You don't get it. It's this magical, magical thing.
Yeah.
And that's okay. They don't. You don't get it until you see it,
mm-hmm.
and you don't. You experience it. So
yeah,
I don't know. I love watching Butch go up and try to talk and get choked up.
Yeah,
always my favorite.
Yeah,
because he's just like a little punk who then you're like, oh my god, he's gonna cry.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, Jill Bernard and Doug Nethercott's musical duo. Which I can't
feel remember. Good about yourself, orchestra.
Yeah. Yes, they. I mean, yeah.
They got to feel good about yourself.
Because, orchestra. I mean, musical improv in general, I'm always like, good on you.
Yeah.
But those two are like, they know music and what to do with it, and the.
And the two of them have been doing it forever.
Forever. I mean, if you can do anything for yourself, go watch Doug Nethercott do Comedy Sports. Because it is...
Would you say most underrated, underthanked
Yes, he is
ever.
He is the Princess and the Frog of Disney movies. Yeah. He is the most underrated... Yes, he's, he is someone, so he's not only talented, but he can also make fun of an audience member to something that's very obviously true in their life, and they still laugh at him.
Yeah.
And not many people can do that.
He can't get away. No, he's so good at that.
He will, you know, a lot of us improvisers are pretty cued in on like, oh, there's your soft spot. I see it. And you choose to not poke at it.
Yeah, we don't do it.
He can just stop someone who's heckling by making fun of them. And it is a true art form.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he turns around and does a beautiful musical. And you're like, okay.
That was worth it.
Whenever he's on my team, I'm like, thank God. He'll bring the depth and like the storyline, and I'll just like kind of fart on the side and get people to laugh at me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So, Doug, another god.
Take it away. What do you got? A question?
No.
Okay, I made that up in my head.
Cool. All right.
He has been writing on a notebook, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought. Yeah, that's. I saw you writing.
I'm making notes for the show notes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Producer.
Gotcha.
Oh yes. Yes.
I'm back on the job.
Thank you. Yes.
Awesome.
So that's some history. Is there a metaphor? We wrote this earlier. Metaphor. Okay. Go ahead.
I do like metaphors.
Go ahead.
Okay. So it's like when you think you are swimming in the ocean, but then it turns out you're just swimming in a jello shot. Nope, that wasn't good.
That was good, though.
No,
that
it wasn't. It wasn't good. I usually do animals.
That was a really good metaphor for
thank
something.
You so much. Yeah, for something. You know, it's like when... you think you're a polar bear.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, I can smell my food miles and miles away.
Yeah.
But then it turns out that you're just a prairie dog.
Yeah.
And, you know, all you can do is, like, pop up from a hole.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
So that's your metaphor. You're welcome. Yes. You're so welcome.
What I love, Casey, is you didn't even ask what the metaphor is for. No. You don't care about that.
I fucking love metaphors. Kenny will always be like, oh, here she goes.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, Kenny, tonight I'm going to do a lot of metaphors. He's like, I don't doubt it.
I don't doubt it, no.
I don't. I think I did. Our last show, we did one in New Prague.
Yeah.
I came home all... I was like, to my husband, I'm like, Dan, I'm flying home for a show in New Prague. I'm aware it is not, doesn't make any sense, but I need it.
Yeah.
And he's like, cool, yeah, you do what you do.
Yeah.
And they introduced us. It was a packed house.
Ooh.
People in New Prague like improv. It was sold out for months, and they didn't even know who was performing.
Give it up.
Yeah.
New Prague.
They're
yes.
doing great. They have a beautiful theater.
Maybe Blackout.
You should. Yeah, I'll get you in contact with them. Yeah, absolutely. I think I did some metaphor about like a giraffe who has short neck and is hungry, but keeps reaching for the higher leaf, but can't reach it or something.
Yeah.
And I love making Kenny go. And he's like, now I have to deal with that because you said that out loud. I don't know.
Thank you.
I think I get that from you. Lauren Anderson because she loves a good metaphor
great.
Too. Yeah.
She's great. I love that. I love people who, and I'm like, Kenny, I can relate to that. Like, sometimes joy from
sure.
Black Hole
yeah.
do that.
Me and Joy need to, I'm need so to really, sad that I missed that train.
Oh, you gotta, Joy, she will just say, I love it. She'll say some things, and I, like Kenny, I go, well, I'm not gonna lie and act like, I gotta deal with that.
Yeah,
I
right.
gotta.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna just act like no. We gotta stop everything. Not here, like, as a show, but in my head.
Yeah.
We need to stop and really take in what my partner just said.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not about negating. It's just
nope.
the amazingness of whatever came out.
Well, because the audience wants a moment.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, what? What just... Yeah, those are best. Those are the best. Yeah, Joy is like a just a steam train too.
She is. She's great.
Yeah.
We tag her too. It's just another Joy Dolo compliment.
Wow, there's so many tags. Also, if you wanted to tag my pug, what the pug is on
what
Instagram.
The pug?
He's almost at 700 followers, so it's not a big deal. A lot of times I'll he'll post photos of his food.
He will, yes, he will.
Hashtag food pick.
He's a foodie.
Yeah, he's a foodie. He eats the same thing every day, but it's exciting. It's exciting and great. Shout out to What the Pug.
Yeah.
But seriously, you can follow him on Instagram. I don't know. Maybe it'd make his day if he made like 1,000 followers. I don't know.
I get your partner. I feel it.
Thank you. At what the pug?
No, no, no.
Oh, okay. We're past that? Okay. But what the pug? He's but you can also find him at hashtag what the pug, but
oh really?
Yeah, but he has the at what the pug too.
WHAT THEPUG.
All one word. What the pug.
We'll put a link in the show notes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Just a link. It's a simple link.
I wanted to give a poignant moment of silence for it, but
He's not dead.
No. Yeah. God bless the living. Yeah.
Good Lord, John. He's not dead at all.
That's right. That's true.
He's 10, but he's like he's thriving.
He's on your bicycle. I saw him on your bicycle.
Oh, yes. I can't tell if he hates it or loves it, but we do it.
I just ride your bike.
Yeah, he like flops over like a sad potato and like he'll kind of look around and then he just falls asleep.
Oh.
But I'm shocked more people aren't like, oh my God, is that a pug in your basket?
Yeah.
Because people are just kind of like,
New Orleans.
Yeah, they've seen it all.
Do you wonder if he's falling asleep as a reaction?
I think he just...
Like he's like, oh my God, we're on a bike again, and his body shuts down.
From what I've seen, like when we go to the dog park, he sees other dogs running around. I think he's like, I'm running around. Because I'm seeing them run around, and then he gets tired. Yeah. So I think he thinks he's biking, and then he gets tired.
Oh, he's too smart.
Pugs are not supposed to exist.
That's true.
Let's be real.
Why not?
Because they should have, like, they are for nothing but looking weird and cute.
That's true.
Like, they cannot hunt. They cannot, like, swear if he found a venomous snake in New Orleans, he'd be like, hello, friend, how are you? And then he'd die.
How would they survive?
They would not survive in the wilderness. Guaranteed.
That's true.
I love him to death, but he would not. I don't think I'd survive in the wilderness. Let's be real.
To ride around in bike baskets.
Exactly.
That's it.
And have hashtags and Twitter accounts.
Oh man.
Hashtag food pick.
Yep. Hashtag I eat the same thing every day.
Yes.
Another one.
I want to redo that. Girl, put your records on. Yeah, famous. With what the pug? I want him to just be the main.
You want him to snort the song or what? What are you talking about? Because we can make that happen.
Yes. Yeah.
We can make that. I have to separate. Like, I have to put him in a different room when I'm doing podcasts and people interviewing me because his snorts.
Because
he will fall asleep and he'll be like.
Oh.
They're like, I'm sorry, what is that noise my mic is picking up? I'm like, oh, that's my dog.
This is
hashtag what the pug. Oh.
I'm trying to not get off the highway because that's an improvised thing.
Let's get back
on the
highway.
It's very fun to do. I love to do it.
Yeah. Well, it was a detour.
What did you think?
Wow. You know what's funny is, so the newer Star Wars came out with, you know, where it was like... I can't play this game.
I don't know.
But then there was that other one that came out more recently that wasn't a part of the franchise, but was, and it was connected.
Rogue One.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I remember I was on Comedy Sports stage, and I said something like, I referenced Rogue One as a Star Wars movie, and I got hissed at.
Oh.
And I still don't know why.
What?
And afterwards, like, Tim Hellendrum was like, well, it's not Star Wars. I was like,
I mean, the title of it was Rogue One,
a Star Wars
movie.
Thank
like,
you.
Like, literally.
So I don't know. I still, to this day, don't know.
Is this the one with the black guy?
No, that was the one that was a Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's a part of the series. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of that. I did not know that the stormtroopers were humans under those masks. I thought they were robots until he took off his mask. And I was like, what? They're people.
Yeah.
And someone was like, of course they're people, Casey. I was like, of course not.
Yeah.
They were in metal suits.
Can we be honest? Some people who like Star Wars.
Are assholes?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just,
yes. Get out of here. Just get out of here.
Just get out.
If you've never seen one take a mask off, how do you know what's on the inside?
How do you know?
I don't judge.
I'm not a judging place in my life. That's not where I'm at.
I judge a lot. But I try to pretend I don't.
You know, I'm gonna have some compassion. Sure. Like if you've never seen somebody take a mask off.
Then you don't know.
You don't know? Mm-hmm. You don't have the facts.
Plus, they acted like robots. They all did the same thing and just shot at people.
Right.
So why wouldn't it have been robots?
They didn't have, like, originality with their shoot. They didn't tumble and then shoot. No, they all just
they didn't cry.
They didn't cry. They did a mask.
So that was shocking to me. I think I gasped when he took the mask off. And I think probably people were like, oh, haven't you seen a black person before? I was like, that's not why I gasped.
That's not why I gasped.
But thank you. Thank you, Roseville.
Cinema.
AMC worker.
Yeah. With the recliner seats. Get out of here.
John, do you have a lot of people that ask you if you've seen the movie Get Out?
No, I just straight up tell them. I go, hello, how you doing? I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting for it to come out.
It has come out.
I own it. On my phone. I just was waiting. Like, when it first came out, it was a big boom for people to just go, see it in the theaters. And I was like, I will. I get it. I know. I get the gist of it.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah. I kind of live it.
I know a thing too.
I mean, in a way.
Yeah, yeah. You've never gone to the dark place, I hope, but. I seen it finally, like a month ago. I was watching with two white women, two good friends.
Okay.
Two white women, though. And throughout the whole time, it was funny because they were like, oh my God, John, I hope. Oh no, John, I'm the racist white girl. Oh no. I was like, get that teacup away from me. That is a thing. Yeah, people come up and they go, have you seen Get Out?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah.
Because I had that urge after I saw it to tell not only all my friends that were people of color, but just everyone. I love that movie. Yeah. But I was like, I bet a lot.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Anyway, I'm going way off the highway. We've like gone onto the frontage road.
This is it. I'm so sorry. This is Twin Cities Improv Festival. This is it. Let's go. Do we have a theme song? No.
Oh.
We should though.
Oh well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm not promoting. You don't want to sing one? Eric made me sing once, and that was plenty.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was great.
6, 5, 6, 7, 8. TCIF podcast.
Wow. There it is.
That's it. Where's my...
There it is.
That was John. Wow. Man of many talents. Oh, no. There it is.
I lost it. We were going somewhere good.
I switched up
the air horn, and we're back.
Oh, boy.
I want to go ahead and plug the show, but... When are you performing? Black Eye will be on Saturday night, 10 o'clock, with 3Pete, another wonderful black group.
Can't wait.
From Chicago.
Can't wait.
You will be on, just to remind everybody.
#WhatWhatThePug.
Yeah. Will you do the promos?
Thursday, June 22nd at 7 p.m., if you're listening to this, that's either tonight or you've missed it. Sorry.
Ooh, shoot.
So listen to it right now, everybody who's not listening to it.
That's right. You can also catch KC on Instagram.
Yep. I also have a podcast that will be coming out soon called Good Good, comma, You.
Ooh.
So that will be coming out. At some point.
Look for it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I'll be interviewing. My whole concept is we go through life, especially in Minnesota, where you're like, hey, how are you? Good. You? And like they don't even respond. You're like already past each other.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of, like, I know so many amazing people who have so many amazing stories.
Yeah.
And I only know that because I've gotten to know them, and I just think of all the people I pass on the street who probably have just as equally amazing stories, or not, and they're crazy, but, I'm not trying to be like the next Terry Gross, but I just want...
But maybe she's coming for your neck, Terry.
Hashtag wash out Terry Gross. no, it actually stemmed from just like, I'm like... moving to a new city and being 33 is really hard to make friends.
Yeah. How do you think Jesus felt?
Wow, I didn't even think about that. Hashtag parallel. What did Jesus? Why doesn't I have been compared to Jesus a lot.
Think of Jesus and how he felt.
Yeah. Wow. I'm the selfish one.
Yeah. Good, good. Comma.
Jesus?
Jesus.
But yeah, so I just want to, like, I'm going to interview my friend Dan, who used to be a clown for the Ringling Brothers.
Oh, cool.
He's got crazy, cool stories. I'm going to interview you.
Jared Tatios?
Yes.
I'm just crazy.
I'm going to interview my friend Shanez.
Oh, Shanez, yes.
Because I think she is this ball of beautiful energy, and I want to know how she lives her life knowing that she's this ball of energy. If she knows she's this ball of energy. And then I'm also going to interview Adam Iverson.
Ooh.
And I'm really interested to hear his experiences with the photography that he's been doing recently. Because he puts there's empathy that oozes out of his photography, and I want to know more about it. Yes. And I want to know how he does that. So, it's really like a selfish project of I just miss my friends, and and hopefully it equals to me like interviewing people that I don't know and learning about them. But for right now, it's just like I want to talk to my friends and I want other people to know how amazing people are. So
that's
where it starts. So
that's beautiful.
At some point, good, good you will be out.
Yeah.
So
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask.
You can check me. I'm going to have a 201 showcase in New Orleans. Just kidding. Edit that out.
That's good. We're going to stop right there. I was going to ask who's your favorite Golden Girls, but that's even better.
Oh, I don't know their names. You know, I like the old one.
The old one. Great. The old one.
You know, the like really old one.
Yeah. No, we know. Yeah, we know.
You know.
That's wonderful. We're good?
We're good.
We're good. All right. Amazing. Thank you. We'll see you next episode. Bye, friends.
Bye.
Bye.